said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
We have gym for physical workout. What is the gym for? Workout of consciousness. Which is the workout of consciousness? Yes. Meditation is the ultimate workout for consciousness. And what is meditation? Meditation is to push the pause button. The mind is going on and on and on. Thoughts after thoughts, emotions after emotions, imagination, fantasies after fantasies. There is no end. the technique of meditation is to stop the unruly mind for some time. Within this small skull, we are carrying a brain, and this brain is a delicate supercomputer. They say that we can retain all the books contained in all the libraries of the world within this small brain. It is so powerful. And this brain also gets fatigued. What to talk of brain? Some people say even metals get fatigued. Even machines get fatigued. And then we have so many unnecessary thoughts. So much waste happening within. So it gets tired. It loses its efficiency. The workout of the consciousness is meditation. And the goal of meditation is love. Meditation is the journey. Love is the goal. Meditation is the journey. Love is the goal. So when you are in love, you are unstoppable. You are unfatigable, tireless. Because every moment is enjoyment. Every moment is joy. Every moment is fun. And pranic living is the ultimate flowering of consciousness. And pranic living is a new way of lifestyle. And pranic living is nothing but spiritual enlightenment. They are not two different things as is thought of. So meditation is to push the pause button and stop. Meditation is the journey. Meditation is the gym for workout of consciousness. Just as in the physical gym, there are different days. Sometimes chest workout, back workout, bicep, tricep, core, leg, and there is sometimes jaw day. You know what is jaw day? The gym goers sit and keep on talking. That is known as jaw day. So, in the gym of meditation also, there are different days. You should make meditation a fun, a joy, full of pranic activities. And meditation is the foundation of pranic living. Meditation is the foundation of Brahmacharya lifestyle. It has so much less to do with eating or not eating, drinking or not drinking, breathing or not breathing. It is more to do with life. We saw that certain things are important in pranic living. Today, we'll see certain activities which should be included in our daily lifestyle. And what are those activities? There are few things about those activities. Four tips for pranic living. First, those activities should be carried out in open air, not in the closed room. Move out in nature. in open environment. Second, those activities should be fun. They should not be tiring. They should not make you bored. They should be creative. Third thing, those activities should become routine. You know, if you want to make anything as a habit, that should be simple. If it is very difficult, it will never become habit. If you decide to do 2-hour workout, you will do it for 2-3 days, that's it. If you want to make anything as a habit, that should remain very simple thing. Then only it will become habit. Simple, easy to perform, not time consuming. So it should become a daily routine. So that you can continue it for a long time. People get fascinated. They do a one day fast and they feel, oh, it was so good. But then again back to the original normal eating. That was only 1 month, one day game. That's it. They go outing for a picnic and one day they enjoy so much. Oh, it was so beautiful waterfall, so beautiful lake, so beautiful mountains, so beautiful greenery and the rising sun and the setting sun and everybody played and we enjoyed so much. That's it. Next day, finished. It is only one day game. And if people have not taken photograph, it was total waste of time. Photography is must. Rather, we are doing all that only for photographs. Somebody does 1 hour workout in gym. But if he doesn't post on Facebook, it is waste of time. They think like that. So these activities which we are going to see today, they should become daily routine. They should be fun. And first, they should be carried out in open. Fourth, they should be done in gathering. Be social. In groups. You can do solo also, but better to do in groups. But in those groups, only those people should be present with similar wavelengths. If some person is there, he is opposed to this pranic living. And if you include that person, he will spread negative vibrations. Better to move in groups of like-minded people who love nature. Real love for nature, who love to be in silence, who love to sit without talking. Do you have somebody who can sit with you for 8 hours, 10 hours and the two persons don't talk with each other? That is real pranic living. Silence. Speech is not always necessary. But whenever two people go for walking around the Nakki lake, they keep talking, chattering. That is not a pranic living at all. They keep on discussing news. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, there are so many news in the world, you don't read newspaper. But you need not to read newspaper. Whatever you have read till now, just forget. In today's Sakar Murli. Hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil, do no evil. Evil means the things of the world. So pranic living is about finding out your soulmate. Pranic living is to be in touch with the twin flame. So be social. So these are the four components, tips for pranic living. So, there are different activities that should be included in pranic living. So, there are about 7-8 activities which we will see. So, 4 components are, first, they should be done in open. Second, they should be fun. And third, they should become routine. And fourth, they should be done in gathering, be social. You can go solo also, but best if you can do that in gathering. Because when gathering is there, there is a group consciousness. You increase the pranic flow of other person. And when the pranic flow is increased, you become a pranic being, then you don't need physical things. Your requirement for physical food decreases. And when the requirement for food decreases, you stop putting toxin into the system. And when the toxin is not in the stomach, you are full of pranic flow. Your memory is so sharp, your sleep reduces. Sri Aurobindo says, supermind, superman, with super latent tendencies coming to the surface. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, there are many activities where you don't need to think much. Where you don't have to think. Where intellect is not used. That time you stay in remembrance. Tour around and remember the Father. Remembrance is the canopy, today's blessing. So stay under this canopy, otherwise Maya will slap you. So these games, these activities, they should become fun and they should become meditation in action and they should become a canopy for you. So games should become meditation. Meditation starts when you move out of Rajyoga room. Meditation has nothing to do with red lights. Meditation has nothing to do with any trance light. Meditation has nothing to do with any picture. Meditation has nothing to do with any music, soft music or songs or plays. Meditation has nothing to do with day or night. Meditation has nothing to do with any particular time or any particular activity. In the initial stages, yes, they are useful. But meditation is to get rid of all the supports. Meditation is to become free. Meditation is to become independent. Meditation is the journey of alone to the alone. It is the state of the mind. It is the state of the consciousness. It is lifestyle. Meditation is not an activity to be done. Let me go and do yoga. Now, today's yoga was very good. I had a good experience of bodilessness. What about now, when you are describing it? Meditation is not the state of doing. It is the state of being. Everything should become meditation. Everything should be done with awareness. That is meditation. Baba says every breath. Meditation is nothing but choiceless awareness. As J. Krishnamurti says, meditation is the awareness. It is a wakefulness. It is a watchfulness. Meditation has nothing to do with time. Time is not needed for yoga. Meditation is to move into the timeless zone. Meditation is bodilessness, one. Meditation is to spacelessness. Space is gone. Third, meditation is timelessness. Fourth, meditation is egolessness. Fifth, meditation is bodilessness. Meditation is space, placelessness. Meditation is soundlessness, no sound. And even thoughts will cease. Choicelessness. You become an ignited flame. The ignited mind is meditation. So what are the activities? First, walking. First activity is walking. Walk in open air. That is the pranic activity. When you walk, and if you can walk even barefoot, that will be all the more powerful. Be in as much in touch with nature as possible. Let the air touch your body. See the beauty around, the butterflies which are flying there. Second, jogging. Walk, sometimes jog. Third, running. We are born to run. When you run, you become so powerful. There is no activity like running. After running, you are no more the same person. And whilst running, you get so many new thoughts, new imaginations, new energy. The whole body is vibrating with new power. You are filled with pranic energy. You reach a next level consciousness. So third is running. Fourth, cycling. Cycling is a very good exercise. It moves all your joints. It can be an adventurous journey. You can go to new places every day. It is not that every day you just move around Nakki and come back. Every day explore new places. Every day explore new adventurous spots. Fifth, hiking. Hiking means long walk. Hiking means long walk. Go for a very long walk. Like 10 kilometers, 12 kilometers, 20 kilometers. Unplanned, just go. And see what happens. Just go. Exploring new places like a vagabond. Next, Shindrin Yoko. Shindrin Yoko is jungle bath, jungle snan. When you go through a forest, there is a high pranic field there. You are exposed to very high pranic field. So once in a while, maybe once in a month, you can go for a jungle trip, jungle walk. And if possible, every day. As I said, this should become a routine. It's not that one day we went, oh, that picnic was very good. We just loved that picnic. When is the next picnic? Picnic is every day. And we go with so many people who are non-pranic. That is just a waste of time. And with all that toxic food, that processed food, you are destroying the health of other people by your picnics. And when there is a picnic or anything, there is a party or anything, just imagine what all things you take. So many bags, so many food articles, so many spicy things, oily things, processed things, fried things, and then teas, and then coffees, and then containers, and so many things. And preparation time, carrying time, eating time, cleaning time, and bringing all that back, luggage. So that is the picnic. Picnics are to be done in the fasting stage. Remove food from picnic. Yes, if you want to carry something natural, which is high pranic diet. The dangerous things are teas and coffees. They block the pranic flow within the system. Where has gone man's courage? One English author has said, where has gone man's courage? And I said, in the cup of tea. It is an addictive thing. It's poison. Other things are condiments. You know condiments? Condiments and salts. Masala. They are medicines. They are drugs. Their place is not kitchen, but pharmacy. They should not be in the kitchen. They should be in the pharmacy. Can you eat condiments in a glass, in a cup of in a container, if I give you condiment, can you drink, eat? It needs support of something. You cannot eat it alone, directly. And all those things which require condiment, then they are not your food, because they are dependent on condiments and spices. Can you eat rice just like that? Yes, some people do. But can you eat other things? If I give you chapatis and breads, but without condiments, without sabji and all, you feel so dry, tasteless. So these things need support of something. Anything which needs support is not your food. So if you want to feel nature, your stomach should be free from food. Then only you can feel the touch, the vibrations. You move the hand like this and you feel the moisture in the atmosphere. When the pranic flow is established, you move hand like this, you feel there is an energy everywhere. But you've had heavy meals and then you move. That will only make you sleepy. The process of digestion makes you unconscious. A yogi's body is free from the process of digestion. Your lungs are the organ of digestion, not stomach. Stomach shrinks, lungs expand. In golden age, deities, their stomach was small, their lungs were broad. Next, Tai Chi. Next activity is Tai Chi that we have seen, or we will see practically in outside someday. The next is Tai Chi. Next, skating. Another good activity is skating. You learn balance in skating and you move. Next, gardening. Gardening is a very good activity. You are in touch with nature. You are in touch with plants. Plants have life. You talk with plants. You feel the vibrations, how they feel, how they grow, what happens, the fruits, the leaves, the trees, everything. So, skating is one of the activities. Then, yogasanas. Asanas. When you do asanas, there are stretches. That sweet stretch like this. And then focused on that muscle. Gym workout is different. Yoga workout is different. Yogasana is more of meditation. Gym, when you start going to gym, every time you keep on saying, oh, this is a new muscle. Oh, that's a new muscle. You are in front of the mirror all the time. Watching yourself, body consciousness, but yogasana is more of meditation. So yogasana. Next is pranayama. Pranayama is breath manipulation. That also can make you pranic. So these are the some of the activities. There could be many, you can find out. These are some of the activities. Dancing, yes. Dancing is a very good activity, or best exercise rather. Swimming is another good activity, excellent activity, swimming. You swim, you are in touch with water. Yesterday we saw activation of water. So, dancing and swimming. Dancing is a very good thing. But dancing means, it is not...
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm
and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.